Despite temperatures just above freezing, about 30 people turned out for Dillingham's 2018 March for Science with signs and earth-patterned balloons. Their goal was to show the importance of science in daily life and policymaking. Dr. Todd Rodenbaugh attended the march.
Science is the best way, and using data that we collect from science, the best way to develop policy. And we're not doing that so much anymore. And I think we're making poorer and poorer decisions.
Devin Lezak was the lead organizer of the march. Other attendees said her efforts were key. She started to promote the march online in February and increased her efforts after Beaver Roundup.
I was on Facebook a lot posting weeks before the march when I'd go to the post office to check my mail or fill up at my gas tank at Bristol Express. People were stopping me and saying, "Hey, it's the march girl." I think we advertised decently and we had a good crowd this year, so it was exciting to see that.
While the March for Science is a global movement that began in 2017, Lezak wanted to draw attention to specific issues of local importance.
We need to use evidence-based science to make decisions on how to manage our fisheries resources that we're really kind of dependent on here in Dillingham. How we harvest caribou and moose and everything that is here in Dillingham.
The marchers were determined to show that for Bristol Bay, the consequences of ignoring science could be immediate and tangible. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.